This is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast. Today, we're going to discuss the idea of half full or half empty. You've probably heard somebody talk about that before, you know, where you look at the glass of water and you ask yourself, well, how do I see this? You know, do I see it half empty or half full? And, you know, that whole idea is supposed to help you understand, are you a person who generally looks at things positively or a person who generally looks at things negatively? And I can see the truth in that. I can see how that idea kind of comes together. And yet, what's interesting about Scripture is, and you know, I think that this is often how things go with different sayings that the world teaches and whatnot, is that there's some truth to these sayings, but Scripture actually presents us with a whole different picture, an entirely different saying. So I want to just read a verse to you and just think about how this relates to the half-full or half-empty debate. This is Psalm 23 and verse 5. Psalm 23 verse 5 says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." So when you think about half empty, half full, we're always encouraged to be one of those half full kind of people, so that when a circumstance happens to us, we can say, well, you know, at least there's still some good things happening, and overall things are really good. And yet, what if overall things aren't actually really good? I'm not trying to be negative. I'm not trying to be a glass half empty kind of person. But I think that this is a legitimate question. What if things overall actually are more bad than good? I think there are situations like that in life, where being realistic about how things are going actually means that, yeah, things are not good. They're actually pretty bad. The glass maybe is worse than half empty. Maybe it's three quarters empty. Maybe it's almost entirely empty. And so I think there's kind of an issue, you know, with looking at, do we look at the glass half empty or half full? And the issue is, you know, this doesn't really hold up to reality. Yes, it can explain our perception of things, but sometimes we have to make sure that our perception of things really does line up with reality. Now, the other problem with this is what we've just read, and that is that Scripture presents an entirely different paradigm. Scripture presents a paradigm in which we look at the cup, and we don't just say, oh, well, it's half full or half empty. We actually say, oh, this cup is overflowing. And that's totally different, right? Like, half full versus overflowing, you know, we're talking like over twice as much, right? And so what Scripture is telling us is that somehow, even if we're looking at our cup and we're saying, yeah, you know, actually this cup is pretty empty, that in actual fact, the cup is overflowing. So how do we deal with that? You know, think about that question that we just asked a minute or so ago. How do we think about an overflowing cup when in fact it feels like our cup is essentially empty? I think the Lord Jesus gives the answer. In John chapter 10, the Lord is speaking to the crowd, and as he's doing so, he tells this parable of the Good Shepherd. Here's what he says. This is John 10, verse 7. "So Jesus again said to them, 'Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.'" That's the answer. This idea of a cup overflowing doesn't mean, you know, you look at life and your attitude is either positive or negative, and you know, instead of if having a positive attitude is your cup is half full, you know, overflowing must mean you're just like bouncing all over the place, rejoicing all the time, because you know everything is just absolutely wonderful, and ignoring the reality that sometimes it's not. That's not what your cup overflowing means. Your cup overflowing, I think, according to the Lord, is that you have life abundantly. So what's abundant life? Do you remember when the Lord Jesus was approached by the Sadducees? He was approached by the Sadducees and they told him this story about a woman who had married 7 different brothers, right? Because these brothers were fulfilling the law in which if one brother dies, you know, the next brother is supposed to marry her and have children for his brother's name. And the Sadducees say, well, in the resurrection, you know, whose wife is she going to be out of these 7 brothers? Because they all married her. And the Lord's response is that they will be like the angels in the resurrection. And then he says to them, because they didn't believe in the resurrection, right, as Sadducees, he says to them, and concerning the resurrection, when God spoke to Moses at the burning bush, he referred to himself as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And the Lord Jesus says, see, that proves the resurrection. And the question is, why? Well, his next sentence goes on to explain it. He says, because God is not a God of the dead, but of the living. And you ask yourself, well, wait a minute. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were not alive when God was speaking to Moses. Ah, but Jesus says, because all live unto him. In other words, Jesus was proving the resurrection to the Sadducees, and he was saying to them that the fact that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will be resurrected is so certain, so sure, nothing is going to stop that, that God looks at them and says, you are alive. Do you see how that connects to abundant life? What that means is that no matter what, no matter what happens, no matter what crushes us, no matter when death comes to us, we have life that never ends. We have life that is abundant. And that's how our cup overflows. Should we be positive? Yes, I certainly think we should. Should we rejoice always? Yes, we should. And why? Not because we look at the situations in life and we say, oh, well, because the glass is half full. But no, because we look at the circumstances in life and we say, we have life abundantly. And no matter what happens here, no matter when we fall asleep, we will wake up again. Because we have life, and we have it abundantly, our cup overflows. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.